she after John Ashbery. She delves the box of snow-covered candles. She chooses not to elaborate. She smiles, listening to the storm. She harbors a fugitive penguin. She can eat 60 eggs in an hour. She dreams of riding in a hot air balloon. She keeps it going, the engine and the mirror. She stares a long time. She has brown hair at an angle. She disappeared. If you try and contact her, an operator greets you in Thai. She's known to wear a blindfold in public. She works on cars only to destroy them. She used to carve ice sculptures for buffets. She says, boomsies, the hostages are freed. She lugs a harp through the airport. She plays in the aisle. She is her own unique heirloom. She owns a sprightly pair of pliers. She dips her hand in the phone's dark lake. She thinks the prime minister ought to simmer down. She is over the novelty of it. She swings by the beach for a sample. She wears boots to the wedding. She has never missed a day. She puts cinnamon on everything. She started a band called Dyslexic Deer. She thrives in the boxcar impulse. She is a secret to everybody, though she'll crumple notes and leave them there. On desks, she's the heart carving. She totaled 5 cars on Tuesday. Don't worry. She is protected by a gold talisman. She bathed the artichoke in acidulated water. She follows the fox back to its habitat. She threw eggs but missed and hit the lectern. She staples the magnets together. She lets the spider go. She wants the bad news first. She trembles, holding the review. She, unlike her supporting cast, is. She's fine saying nothing, everything. She, whose face appears quietly ravenous, she pulls from a box that contains her whole life.